It's the mixtape on 90.5 WJFF Radio Catskill.
My whole life's been a story of fighting hard without the glory, through stolen dreams and broken heart. I've held on to my brightest part. Maybe I am just a fool, seeking kindness in the cruel. Though dreams may be deceiving, they give me something to believe in. There are those not as strong, have given hope up for so long. Their faith is frail, their trust is gone. Don't see the stars to wish upon. An unfair world is all they've known, struggling through it on their own. No one holds them when they're grieving. They just need something to believe in. We all need something. Suddenly appear the least expected hero of the year. You turn this town upside down, turning people's lives around, giving back some hope and pride, stirring something deep inside. It's wondrous why you're achieving. It's beautiful what we're receiving. You're so inspiring, can't you see? You give everyone, yes, everyone, something to, something to, something to than me.
WJFF, we are Radio Catskill. I'm Jason Tugaw. You're listening to The Mixtape on this Friday night. And you may think that we just started out by hearing two songs by The Carpenters, but in fact, you'd be wrong. And it has everything to do with the theme of tonight's show. We actually started off with Tori Haloub, who has released a bunch of songs that sound just like The Carpenters. Some of them are covers, but this one, Something to Believe In, was just written and arranged in a Carpenters style. And, you know, it's a sound-alike. And that's what tonight's show is all about, the art of sound-alikes. And I'm not dissing that idea. I'm honoring that idea. It's people do it for all different kinds of reasons. I don't know Haloub's reason. We heard the Carpenters was Superstar after that. The phrasing of Karen Carpenter's singing and Tori Haloub singing is right on the money. Sometimes it's an art project. Sometimes it's simply influence. Sometimes it's just kind of a challenge to see if a band can sound just like another band. And other times, I don't know the reasons. But it's pretty interesting to listen to. Now, this next one is clearly an art project. Band is called the Prefab Sprout Project. It's not Prefab Sprout, but it is a group of fans led by a guy named Joel Lepers. And on vocals, we have Andrea Perry and Scott McPherson. This was, they released an EP and then a bunch of bonus tracks in the year 2013. And they make it quite clear that what they're doing is a kind of tribute art project where they are doing everything they can to write songs in the mode of Prefab Sprout and sound just like them. So this one's called Love. I'm going to play the sound-alikes before I play the original artists because I want to see if you can guess who they are. I bet in a lot of cases you can.
Misunderstood at times, we're often told it's blind, or Juliet would give her life. Wasn't that really just a message of love? Say it's all you need, but when you fall, you're deep. Derived from ancient Greek, a language everyone can speak. But isn't that really just a prelude for love? Say love is a washed out, lonely, broken road. Yet they're lining up by the billions for the chance to live in that zip code. Others say love's a beautiful thing, like the diamond and gold on a wedding ring. And man, that's love. For love.
I spend the days of my vanity. I'm lost in heaven and I'm lost to earth. Didn't give you minutes, not even moments. All my life in a tower of form. Shaded feelings, I don't believe you. When you were there before my eyes. No one planned it, took it for granted. I count the hours since you slipped away. I count the hours that I lie awake. I count the minutes and the seconds too. All I stole and I took from you. But Barley don't live at home. Barley don't live at home. Words don't hold you. Broken soldiers. Silence in my soul.
WJFF, we are Radio Catskill. We are your community radio station. I'm Jason Tugaw. You're listening to the mixtape. I hope you're enjoying tonight's show so far. It's all about the art of the sound alike. And I do mean art, because we're respecting that art tonight. In that last set, we start off with the Prefab Sprout project, which really is like an explicit art project. And then after that, we heard the actual Prefab Sprout with Bonnie from their Two Wheels Good album from 1985. And after that, Quarter Flash, when I was a teen, like a preteen, or preteen, I thought, wow, this band Quarter Flash is basically Pat Benatar. And I'll still stand by that, although they are less rockin', I would say. But we heard their Find Another Fool from their Quarter Flash album, 1981. And then we heard Pat Benatar with Fire and Ice getting the rocking going. Okay, famously, Weezer covered Toto's Africa. And there's a backstory to this, which is that one of their fans on social media was basically goading them into covering this song. And it kind of went viral, and so many people were asking for them to do it that they went ahead and did it, and they made it not just slightly sound alike, but basically nearly the same song. But the cool thing is, after that, Toto repaid them by covering Weezer's song, Hashpipe. So anyway, here's Weezer and Africa, originally by Toto.
Deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Looking.
WJFF, we are your community radio station. I'm Jason Tuga. You've been listening to the mixtape for almost an hour now. We've been listening to the Art of the Soundalike in that last set. We started with Weezer doing Toto's Africa, kind of famously mimicking it. Although, you know, they do kind of like update the sounds of the percussion and do some little things that differentiate it, but it's a pretty reverent cover. And I mashed it up with Toto's version because I wasn't sure that you needed to hear two full versions of a song that sounded exactly the same back to back. So I hope you enjoyed that little mashup. After that, we heard the XX from the UK with Nighttime from their debut album, 2008, which was called the XX. After that, Everything But the Girl with Hatfield, 1980, from their Temperamental album, 1999. Now, Romy from the XX is directly influenced by Tracy Thorn from Everything But the Girl, and in fact, they're friends, and Tracy Thorn really, really respects her. I would say a lot of people would... Tracy Thorn is a restrained singer, and the restraint is a lot of what her artistry is about. But compared to Romy of the XX, basically Tracy Thorn sounds like Patti LaBelle in comparison, I would say. And then The Essence, a band formed in 1984 at the height of The Cure's fame and sounded just exactly like them. We heard A Reflected Dream by them, and then we heard a classic from The Cure, A Forest. We're going to finish up now with two that I'm just going to tell you about in advance. Camouflage came out there at like around 1986 or so, and we're sounding so much like Depeche Mode, but kind of Depeche Mode light, I would say. So we're going to hear their song, The Great Commandment, and we're going to follow it up with Depeche Mode and Behind the Wheel from Music for the Masses, 1987. I hope you enjoy. I hope you have a great weekend. Keep in mind that Cassie Carlson is in next with Rare Pair Radio, followed by Brian Sheehan and The Secret Show, and finally from 10 to 12, Jeff Loeffler and The Deep End. All right, see what you think. Here's Camouflage with The Great Commandment. WJFF Radio Catskill. I'm Jason Tuga. This is the mixtape, and we finished the night out with another Art of the Soundalike from Camouflage, The Great Commandment. We actually heard a song by Depeche Mode that came out after that in 1987, Behind the Wheel from Music for the Masses. But let's face it, Camouflage songs sound like almost all Depeche Mode songs. Anyway, Cassie Carlson is in next, and I hope you have a great night and a great weekend.
It's a new year, and for millions of New Yorkers, that means more money in your pocket. For the second year in a row, the minimum wage in New York State has gone up. Both this year and next, the minimum wage is increasing 50 cents per hour. That's an additional $2,000 to spend on all the things you need. In 2027, the minimum wage will be tied to inflation, which means increases will match costs. New York's new minimum wage, putting money directly into the pockets of New Yorkers who need it most. Go to ny.gov/affordability. Sponsored by the New York State Department of Labor.
Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour, Senator John Fetterman on the Democrats and Donald Trump.
The ongoing chaos. I mean, it's like you have 15 or 20 things you have to respond to. They pumped in 3 feet of raw sewage into here, and we have a Dixie cup to bail out.
Senator John Fetterman joins us next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour. Listen Sunday at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.
This is Ari Shapiro with NPR. If you've been thinking about helping this station with a contribution, but now is not the right time for a financial gift, you can donate a vehicle you don't need. Pickup is free, and it could be worth hundreds of dollars in support. Think about it, and thanks.
We accept any vehicle, running or not, including cars, trucks, boats, RVs, motorcycles, and more. Donate at WJFFradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.